Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And again, welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As discussed, current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or onsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And, of course, we are celebrating National Pizza Day today. Love it. Thin crust, Chicago style, deep dish, anything in between. What's your favorite place to get pizza? I'm a partisan. Favorite is Wise Guys Pizza, two locations, your Belinda and Orange. No, I did not get paid to say that. I just enjoy their pizza. You get almost anything you want there. The guys over there are great family people. And on top of that, they make a wonderful pizza.
Nothing like a little air superior.
Yeah, good stuff. Checking the markets this morning. We're looking at what's going on in the markets. I know I saw earlier this morning they were pretty fluctuating a bit, but we always kind of look at that for you. Up 126 points on the Dow Jones Industrial Average this morning. Oil up 56 cents per barrel. The U.S. 10-year Treasury up again. 2.38 is the yield on that 10-year Treasury. What's happening? Well, we also saw that the Freddie Mac Mortgage Market Survey came in with a little bit lower interest rate, not a whole lot, not enough to really even talk about, 4.17%.
More money.
Have to pay about a half a point, a little under a half a point to get that rate, but 4.17 is the Freddie Mac Mortgage Market Survey interest rate. Again, 4.17. It was 3.65 last year at this time. So we're up about a half a point, a little over a half a point from last year, down just 0.02 point from the last couple of weeks. So we're seeing a little bit of improvement there. We did also see the numbers this morning. Weekly jobs claims fell to 234,000. The consensus or the expectation was that we were going to have a 250,000 is going to be our weekly jobless claims number. So we got a little bit of a bad number right there. East Coast not doing too well right now. They've got some major, major storm going on the East Coast. So that could be a little bit of a problem over there as well. And we are seeing prices accelerating on home property values despite the rising interest rates. And I'm going to post a little bit of a commentary on that on our social media channels right after the broadcast today, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. You'll be able to see that. Again, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook will have that commentary. Once again, we've got the partisans in Washington. It's just amazing watching what's going on. I saw a report this morning, Senator Scott. It's fascinating to me what is going on in our country right now and how the idea, in most instances, I'm not going to say all, but in most instances, you see what's going on with the Democrat Party. Not exactly where you really want to be. And I'm going to suggest that many, many Democrats are not going to be associating themselves with the likes of Elizabeth Warren and Maxine Waters and some of the other, I'm going to say loons, extremists. Now, Senator Scott, Tim Scott, after the Jeff Sessions as Attorney General hearing, unbelievable what was going on in this country. And Senator Scott went on to read some of the comments that were being directed at him, emails or tweets or text messages. One of them directed to Senator Tim Scott, you're a disgrace to the black race, according to Anthony Byrne. You are an Uncle Tom, Scott. Another one, how does a black man turn on his own? Anthony B. Senator Tim Scott is not an Uncle Tom. He doesn't have a shred of honor. He is a house Negro, like the one in the film Django. I don't even know what it is. Also wrote, a black man who is racist against black people, big Uncle Tom piece of fertilizer. Think for yourselves. You're a disgrace to your race. And he left out a bunch of messages to a United States senator using the N-word. is this what we really want? Is this where our country is heading to? Is this what we want to teach our kids? Is this the party of inclusion? I'm going to again suggest, I have a feeling that the majority of Democrats are going to say they're not part of this extremist group. And I hope they stand up and be the vocal part of the party. Again, you know that I'm a self-proclaimed conservative, but some of these things, whether you like Senator Sessions or not, I mean, we spoke yesterday about Hiawatha, the senator from Massachusetts. He knew, lied to get on the, to get a job at Harvard, lied about her ancestry to get a job at Harvard, out there trying to incite and being sanctioned, in essence, from the United States Senate, told to sit down and be quiet because she wasn't following the rules of the United States Senate. Think about that one. I mean, if you can't even follow the rules of the Senate, how are you supposed to be the one that we entrust with our country and making rules? And why are people listening to her so vehemently? I'm going to wonder what's going to happen next year, 2 years from now, when she's up for re-election in the state of Massachusetts. I wonder if the people of Massachusetts approve of the commentary from Hiawatha. Just my thought right there. Now you've got a big battle going on as well on another story here. Think about this one. We saw what happened a few years back. I don't even remember when exactly it was. When the owners of Hobby Lobby, they closed their stores. One of the busiest days of the year, because of their religious belief, they closed their stores on Sunday and did not like the idea that they were mandated to provide certain types of medical care that was against their religious beliefs. And they got all kinds of flack from it. And all of a sudden, those people who were the silent majority, their stores more. We saw with Chick-fil-A when they came out with their own religious beliefs, personal beliefs, that the silent majority pushed in their lines to the door around the block for their products. Well, now what's happening? Look at companies deciding that because Ivanka Trump is the president's daughter, they should remove her products from their stores, Nordstrom, Neiman Mark, Needless Markup, a number of others. And now we've got a hashtag out there going around. Now, I can't wear an Ivanka Trump outfit, otherwise I might be supporting, you know, go to one of the stores that support her. One of the stores that support her, like Macy's, Bloomingdale's, Dillard's, Zappos, Amazon, Lord & Taylor, Bed Bath & Beyond, 6 p.m., Hudson's Bay, DS. I don't want to give a plug any of these stores that are still carrying the Ivanka Trump line. But I did share today, buy Ivanka, the hashtag, no spaces, buy Ivanka. And let's see what the silent majority does this time. I wonder if the silent majority is going to be getting behind Ivanka Trump on this matter. Be very interesting to see what happens here. So we're going to chat about that a bit today as well. I have a big broadcast lined up for you. I don't know if you're aware of this, but January is the by and far the number one month for divorce in the United States of America. January is the number one month where people file for divorce in America. So I figured that, you know, maybe we should spend some time chatting about divorce from a financial perspective and maybe some of the issues that your attorney is not sharing with you. Not because they're not a good attorney. It's just because sometimes attorneys get caught up in the law and there's sometimes a little bit more than the law from a financial standpoint. So we're going to chat about some of those issues that you need to be aware of. We'll do an extensive conversation about that today. Maybe you're going to want to know about this, especially those of you that are female. And the reason I say those of you that are female is because we know that 69% of divorces are initiated by women. 69% of divorces initiated by women. I'm going to share with you from one report why that might be as well. You are listening to Ron C. Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we'll also talk about the impact of home ownership, occasional achievement, easy to forget things that influence your credit scores. We'll chat about that and some tips to get what you need in a divorce, all that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. If you missed any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. About 500,000 people a month are checking out those replays. How about you? Are you being left out? We'll chat about it.
In the middle of our street, our house.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. With every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trust guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment today. Being brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, text PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. Get the true equity value of your property. A lot of misconceptions out there, so we want to make sure you have the true equity position there. Again, text PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. The impact of home ownership on educational achievement is today's subject. The National Association of Realtors recently released a study titled Social Benefits of Home Ownership and Stable Housing. The study confirmed a long-standing belief of most Americans. Owning a home embodies the promise of individual autonomy and is the aspiration of most American households. It allows households to accumulate wealth and social status and is the basis for a number of positive social, economic, family, and civic outcomes. So today we're going to cover a section of the report that quoted several studies concentrating on the impact homeownership has on educational achievement. Here are some of the major findings on this issue revealed in the report. The decision to stay in school by teenage students is higher for those raised by homeowning parents compared to those in renter households. Parental home ownership in low-income neighborhoods has a positive impact on high school graduation. Though home ownership raises educational outcomes for children, neighborhood stability may have further enhanced the positive outcome. Children of homeowners tend to have higher levels of achievement in math and reading and fewer behavioral problems. Educational opportunities are more prevalent in neighborhoods with high rates of home ownership and community involvement. The average child of homeowners is significantly more likely to receive a higher level of education and thereby a higher level of earnings. Bottom line, people often talk about the financial benefits of home ownership. As we can see, there are also social benefits of owning your own home. And if you want, give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with a great real estate agent to help you start finding your own home. You can get a app for your telephone, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 7564. You put in the information about the area you want to live, the prices you want to pay, the things that are important to you. And every time something new pops up on the market, there will be a text message that will be sent to you to notify you of what's going on in your area. Just a thought for you right there. So be cognizant of it. Again, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 7964. You can get that free application if you're thinking about buying. You can text HBG to 7964. Text HBG to 7964. There also, that'll give you a 25-page book, Things to Consider When Buying a Home. We do that every quarter. We have a new book for you on things to consider when buying a home, things to consider when selling a home. And it's simple. You just text HBG to 7964 for buying. Text HSG to 7964 if you're looking to sell. So our topic today is going to be some of the financial issues affecting divorce. And we'll start off just plain and simple that we know from statistics, it's not that I'm all that well-versed on this, that women are the ones that are most likely to file for divorce. That's just the basic statistics that we're finding on there. 69% of the filings, 69% of the filings are by women. Think about that concept. Now, why would that be? And I was listening to a doctor that wrote a book on this topic earlier when we were getting ready for this broadcast. And one of the comments that comes up is very fascinating to me. The comment is, men are really, really simple. Not dumb, but simple. Women are much more complex. There's only three things that guys want. And you can probably guess what those three things are. I had a friend of mine one time who we were doing a marriage class. And my wife and I went to this class to see what it was all about. And he said, here's a very, very simple process to demonstrate the difference between men and women and wants. He said, it's very simple. Think about this. You decide with your significant other that you're going to go to McDonald's. As soon as the word comes out of the man's mouth, they're going to McDonald's, they already know what they're going to have, what they're going to order, the entire thing, it's all done. Women want to look at the menu. Well, it's McDonald's. You know what it is. You know what they have to eat. But women want to look at the menu. Why? Well, they want something different. They're always looking for something. They're more complex. Big difference between the two. So that's why we see that women file for divorce much more frequently. Again, the statistics, the survey shows 69% of the time women are the ones that are filing for divorce. So you think about that concept, if that is true, which according to this study is, we need to figure out the solution there. The other part of it is just understanding. Women have less regrets after the fact. This is another part of the study that came out. For some reason, men are more regretful after the fact of a divorce than women are. Again, another one of those fascinating portions of the study that we're just going to share with you. Now, one of the reasons I shared the headline of the broadcast, that these are the issues that your attorney's probably not going to tell you about, it's real simple. Attorneys, if you get an honest attorney, I know, don't say it. But if you get an honest attorney, what they're going to tell you is, in most instances, when it comes to dealing with divorce, the laws of divorce are the very, very the minimum, the very bottom common denominator is what they're really looking at when talking about divorce. So if that's the case, then doesn't it make sense that there are items that are not included, they're not going to be talked about? They're talking about what the law says as opposed to what might be more common or what might actually happen. I'll give you another perfect example here. When it comes to mortgages, the court might say that one party or the other is responsible for the mortgage. Got it. Now, here's the issue, the part that they're not telling you about, is that a lender is to follow the law, but they realize that the law is the minimum. So while they're not going to say, okay, that they're not going to contradict the law and say that the woman is, or the court order is not accurate, that the prevailing party is not responsible, or whoever the court says is responsible, they're not going to say that one party or the other is not responsible. What a lender is going to say is, if both names are on the document, we're going to just, as a lender, they don't want to get involved in the court portion of it. So what they're going to really do there is they're going to say, okay, on both credit reports, we're going to hit both parties with it for the most part. Now, there might be some exceptions to the rule, but for the most part, they're going to leave it for both parties. So the court or the attorney is not incorrect when they say that party A or party B is responsible. It's just that as a lender, the lenders really are saying, we get it, but we also are not going to be involved in that battle. We don't want to be litigating. We don't want to go to court. So as long as it's on both credit reports, as long as the mortgage has not been refinanced, we're just going to sit on the sidelines and say, okay, both of you, we're going to count that, again, in most income ratio of both parties. Is it fair? No. But is it reality? Absolutely. Because, again, we want to get involved. They don't want to deal with it. They don't want to be going to court. What a lender wants, what an investor wants, is really pretty basic. They want their money back. They want their interest. That's it. They don't want to deal with all these the other issues. So that's why they put that in there. Now, in most instances, or in many instances that I've seen, the court doesn't go, or the attorneys don't battle hard enough, or they don't succeed, or they don't have it in the documentation one way or how it got the way it is. I don't know. That's not my issue. But the bottom line is it's not in the documentation saying, you have this amount of time to refinance the property and get the non-responsible party's name off of that. You want to make sure if you're going through a divorce that you get your name off that loan. There are other strategies with regard to child support and spousal support, and we'll talk about those when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and financial markets. We're going to also talk about easy to forget things that influence your credit score. We'll chat about it. And divorce financial planning, some tips to get what you need in a divorce. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our podcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. You can go to mbelinks.com podcast.com/iTunes. Subscribe so you don't miss any of our broadcasts. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report and it is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solution for you. Easy to forget things that influence your credit scores. Credit scores can have a huge impact on finances. They are a major determining factor for getting approved for loans or new lines of credit. That's the reason, number one, as to why you should know where your credit stands. There, you can always get, if you don't know where, you can find out. There are a couple of places. Annualcreditreport.com will get you your credit report. You have to pay for it to get the FICO credit score. Remember, there is a difference between FICO and the Vantage scores or FICO scores. So here are some items that people don't think about that can affect your credit score just because they cause a problem. They don't help it ever in a positive way or rarely in a positive way. Library fines. Those will actually go to a collection, and even if you pay off a collection, and many times it does not help your credit score move it, because what ends up happening is the point hit is for having gone to collection more so than whether it's paid or not. Parking tickets, same issue. Now, they're talking about changing this, but up until just recently, or maybe might even still be the case, a parking ticket and a bankruptcy have the same effect on your credit score if the parking ticket goes to collection, because the item on the bureau is collection public record. It goes into the same area. Setting up your cable when you move into a new place and want cable, the company may run what's called a hard inquiry on your credit. Hard inquiries know that you're seeking new credit, so they're going to check onto that. Renting a car, as with setting up cable, some car companies will do a hard inquiry on your credit if you're renting with your debit card. So just check on that one. And a gym membership from automatic payments that get declined when your credit card information changes. Like if you have to close an account that's been hacked to cancel contracts that wind up in collection, your gym membership could be hurting your credit scores. Just a few thoughts for you right there. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by Advertiser.com. So we were chatting, or we've been chatting today, about different issues that affect you when you're going through divorce. And I was sharing with you before the break, again, these are some issues that sometimes you don't know. Well, we don't know what we don't know. It's pretty simple, so we don't even know how to ask them. So that's why I'm talking about them on Ron's radio. So here's another one. If you're going through a divorce, and again, we know 69% of the divorces are initiated by women. So here's the issue on that item right there. If the non-income producing or the lower income producing party, if you're getting child support or spousal support, whenever you can get child support, it's going to be better than spousal support. Child support, if you're going to look down the road for a new home. Child support, if your lender knows how to deal with it properly, may be able to be increased for the purposes of home loan qualification. May be able to. You've got this, there are some qualifications in there. So if you want information about that, give me a call. I'll put you in touch with the team over at Gold Star Mortgage, 800-306-1990. Spousal support is taxed, so you don't get any benefit. The other item is, when do you start getting that? And how much documentation is needed? So if you're living in the family residence, and the party that is best way to describe this? I'm just going to go easy on this. So say the lady and kids are staying in the house. Husband moves out. He's going to have to make payments to the lady. Very simple here. Now, it's much better to get the payments going to an account that the lady is on, as opposed to just making the payment directly, say, to a mortgage company. The lender, when you're going to buy a new property, needs to be able to demonstrate 6 to 12 months of consistent payments. They need a history of payments in order to use a sustainable support payment. So you want to get that started as quickly as possible so that down the road, and we know that the divorce takes 6 months or more, it's 18 months, 24 months. Sometimes, unfortunately, there are certain attorneys out there who will grind it out and take 2-4 years to settle. And again, if you need some an introduction attorney, I'm more than happy to introduce you to attorneys anywhere in the sound of my voice. We've had many, many of them on the broadcasts over the past. Some of them are great. Some of them are not so great. But we chat with a lot of different people on your behalf. So here's the issue there, is you want to get this documented properly. You want to show that you've got the money going into an account. So set up a separate account and make sure that you've got the money going in there in the proper manner so it can be documented down the road. That's the big issue, is if you're going to be looking for a new loan down the road, documentation is the key to the whole process. It's got to be documented. In this day and age, just saying, well, I've been getting a support payment of $2,500 a month and here's one check, doesn't cut it. Or he's been making the house payment directly to the lender and that's my support payment. Now, that doesn't cut it. You got to have one check coming into, can be documented into a bank account. Can't be done in cash. That doesn't work either. Just the thought process right there. So some critical financial tips that we can share with you. Number one, and again, this is all related to during a divorce, or for organizing your finances before and after the dissolution. So devise a budget. With your household income taking a hit, you need to sit down and make sure you can cover your monthly expenses. In addition to ensuring you live within your new means, it's important to establish a cash emergency fund. Expenses for attorney and other costs can mount up. And don't forget to include savings for retirement in any plan you devise. We've had some folks also come on that are financial planners that emphasize divorce. Why do we have that issue? Well, it's very simple. When we're emphasizing divorce, we understand that it's a very, very customized area. You don't know that, you know, maybe if you've got some capital gains and you're using that within dissolution and within the equalization, well, who's responsible for the taxes down the road? Have you thought about that? Has that been a topic of discussion? You need to do that. That's why there are certain individuals that specialize in divorce that will help with the equalization there. It might cost a little bit of extra money, but it's better for you in the long run. Closed joint accounts. That's another biggie that people don't always think about. Close the joint accounts. Make sure that you each have your own separate account that you're dealing with so that you've got a, again, tracking. You've got your own history building up. I'll get some more of them here. What's the next one that I have for you? A little slow coming up. Estimate your worth. Again, both parties need to make an estimate. And that way the attorneys have all the data that they need to make a good decision for you, to help out in that arena. Excuse me. Update beneficiaries policies. Have you called out Manfrey to get a new trust set up? Just a thought right there. What kind of insurance needs are needed to support you, your family? Don't forget, just because you're going from one household to two households, there might be three different budgets involved in all of this. So remember that part of it as well, because you're looking at the concept of household A, household B, and there's still, if there's kids, that's a third entity that needs to be considered within the whole mix. So think about that portion of the entire process as well. I love this one. It's a report that says right on very, very clearly, especially, and this comes up right now, don't get a decision like this during Valentine's time. We're finding it's a very interesting concept that let me see if I can find an exact statistic for you. And avoid proposing on Valentine's Day. Obviously, it's been a long time getting ready for or planning for this. According to research, couples who are married on or within 7 days of a major holiday made up 70% of all divorce cases, 70%. In such instances, the individuals involved found themselves swept up in the emotion of the moment and made the mistake of marrying the wrong person. So we don't want to get tied up in that one as well. We're going to go over some more divorce planning tips when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1, on YouTube. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, they've got the Fast Pass. It is a program where you can, your real estate professional can write an offer for you with no loan contingencies. No loan contingencies. That's just a thought for you. Divorce planning, that is our message for you today. We're chatting all about divorce planning, and just get it right. It's our whole issue, giving you some thoughts. Now, I've shared this many, many times, that how do you make an educated decision without being educated? Just seems to me pretty logical. It's kind of hard to do that. And unless you're a chronic divorcee, you don't work in the area, there's a lot of issues that you need to be aware of, and most people just don't know the issues. That's why we're trying to share some of them with you. A lot of times even, and I'm going to share with you, there's a lot of attorneys that are very, very good attorneys. There are some that are not so good, but there's a lot of attorneys that don't even understand some of the items that we're sharing with you today as well. So let's think about some of these issues, and we talked about the mortgage issue. There are some of the same things go on with credit cards. Understand that if it's a break that you want, it is a clean break that you need to do. So you need to get your name off of everything. You need to have, and that's mortgages too. I mean, it's interesting. I love this concept. When they make a decision that who's going to own the property, who's going to pay for the property, the courts and attorneys will go and change title. but they neglect the part about taking the off the mortgage. Because they say, well, the prevailing party is going to keep the mortgage, and they're going to make that payment. But the lenders don't care. And the reason they don't care is they understand what the court has said, but they don't want to get into the battle. They don't want to have to defend it. They don't want to go to court. They want life to be easy. So here are some of the financial planning tips that you need in a divorce. Number one, expect a marathon. Go into the divorce hoping it is resolved amicably and quickly, but don't expect it. We've talked about this before with Bob Kerrigan. I think he's coming on the first of the month. But if you can do a collaborative divorce, if you can get along well enough to at least not want to spend a lot of money on legal fees, collaborative divorce will save you probably 50%. So that's a big, big issue right there. Sessions usually very stressful, and that stamina is important, as many women are already emotionally spent. Hours of mediation wears away at their resolve. I encourage wearing comfortable clothing. That's probably a big issue right there. So you have there's three different types of divorce. You've got mediation, which is the easiest. That's when you really get along. You've got collaborative, when you have a whole team put together and you collaborate, just as it says on the process. Or you've got litigated. That's when you just can't get along at all. And you're just looking to kill each other, figuratively and literally. Number two, stay healthy. Divorce will wear on you emotionally and physically. If you are tired, undernourished, and just worn out, it'll be difficult to remain intellectually, emotionally strong. Keep the basics in mind. Get at least 8 hours of sleep. Minimize excessive drinking. Try to get at least 20 minutes of exercise each day and eat healthfully. Three, play what if. What's the difference between settling for X dollars and Y dollars? When emotions are high, our analytical brains shut down, making it nearly impossible to fully appreciate the impact of two different settlement agreements. Again, work with a divorce financial planner to help you see in black and white what your finances and life will look like under different scenarios. There are no do-overs in a divorce. So thinking financially versus emotionally is critical. Again, like we were talking about, who's going to take care of the capital gains taxes down the road if one party or the other keeps the property? There, John LaBianca is a great one for the financial planning portion of divorce. Special designation there. Don't lose yourself. All too often, the divorce takes over the client's lives. Seemingly every thought, phone call, and text revolves around the divorce. This can be incredibly suffocating. Instead, visit those things that used to give you pleasure. Maybe it was a weekly hike, enjoying more coffee at your local park or Starbucks or wherever, your weekly get-together with friends. Whatever it was that gave you joy and fulfillment, add it back to your schedule. The more you can create balance in your life, the more likely you will remain strong and focused, doing what it takes to reach a fair settlement. Sleep on it. If you feel you're at the point of breaking down and accepting a settlement, you know it is not equitable or financially tenable, sleep on the decision. Don't make it in the heat of the moment. Give yourself time to reflect. Listen to your advisors. Tell your team how you're feeling and that you're close to throwing in the towel. They know the specifics of your case and can guide you best. They are not emotionally tied to it. They may be able to spare you from the day-to-day details, giving you more breathing room. Sometimes it is worth it for a client to take slightly less than what the community property laws provide in order to finish the litigation. However, you must look at the cost versus benefit of litigation. Mantra, if you decide a year after your divorce is final, you want to give your ex the additional benefit they are requesting beyond that they're entitled to, then you can do it at that time. Focus on the future. The most common complaint I've heard from divorcees is the loss of hope that tomorrow will be better than today. All too often, the fear is that the future will be just as contentious as yesterday. They cannot see a resolution. When dealing with a client who wants to abandon settlement, my recommendation is always remind them to keep the big picture in mind. I always remind them that the pain they feel is temporary, but the decisions they make now will have a long-term lasting consequence. Get support. Make an effort to spend extra time with supportive friends. They can be your source of encouragement and grounding. If you find yourself doing nothing but talking, complaining about the divorce, your soon-to-be ex, set limits. If you're having dinner with friends, agree to only discuss the divorce for 5 minutes and then stop. If you need more support, talk to a therapist. If you can't afford a therapist, most cities have nonprofit organizations that provide counseling services at reduced fees based on what you can afford. If you continue talking about the divorce all the time with your friends, you might find out that you don't have so many friends after a short period of time. Large percentage of women are loath to share the blame for relationships ending. Kind of an interesting scenario that I was looking at here. Women are far happier and less regretful after divorce, but a lot of men fall apart in destructive ways. It's kind of an interesting difference. Just the differences between men and women. I shared with you some of those thoughts earlier in broadcast. The difference is that it's not good, it's not bad, it's just what is. Men without full-time jobs are 33 more likely to divorce. Belinda Lucia, an editor-at-large of Time, writes about the science, economy, and insanity of relationships, those conducted at home, work, or in cyberspace. She's also the editor of the Time for Parents newsletter and was formerly the editor of the magazine's culture section. What causes marriages to crumble? Each couple is a little different, of course, but are there specific work and financial pressures that seem to have a bigger effect on the soundness of any given unit than another? A spate of research says there might be. It's employment, specifically male employment. One new study of 6,300 couples found that all other factors being equal, men who were not working full-time were 33% more likely to divorce in the following 12 months than husbands who did have full-time jobs. Go get a job, guys. It's just a pretty simple process. A lot cheaper than paying the attorney. Just a thought right there. Divorce penalty, the 401k can add insult to injury. Be aware that there are issues within 401ks that can create a penalty there as well. Again, that's why you want to have a great team. Penalties, think about this, a 401k, the penalties on early withdrawal from a 401k can be the full amount of the tax liability and a 10% penalty. That can be a lot of money. Hiring somebody who's good in finance aspect of divorce and an attorney that understands the tax aspect of divorce can be extremely beneficial. Again, I'm going to share with you that there are some attorneys out there that just like the idea of getting the bill increased. And I'm not a big fan of the idea of getting the bill increased. I've seen a case recently where the attorney ended up the fee. The case went on for about 3 years, and the wife, in this instance, who was represented by an attorney, ended up getting less at the end of the day than she would have gotten if she had accepted earlier on. Now, think about that concept, getting less than if they had accepted early on. Does that make any sense to you? Why would somebody want to take less in divorce? Here's the logic. There was an attorney that was able to just build the fees. They call it billable hours. And they think that in some instances, the attorneys are doing that, and they think that it's going to cause the opposing spouse just to spend more money or deter them from continuing the battle. Not all the time is that the case, though, because in some instances, maybe there's friendships involved, and maybe the attorney's fees are not equal on both sides. Just a thought there. Again, introductions to attorneys to help on either side or going the collaborative route was obviously a little better option. Give me a call, 800-306-1990. I will be sure to introduce you to some individuals that I feel are beneficial. And maybe there's even some counselors out there that can help you so you don't go through the divorce process. Just a thought there for you. And as always, I ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day. Join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.